From Seoul, Korea, KBS World Radio News Today starts right now.
On today's broadcast, President Yoon Sung-yeol lays out a vision of landing on the moon and mining its resources in 10 years' time. The government pledges zero tolerance for striking truckers as it is set to review an order to return to work. And Team Korea seeks a win over Ghana in its second group stage match at the Qatar World Cup after a scoreless draw against Uruguay. This is KBS World Radio News. I'm Tom McCarthy. President Yoon Sung-yeol has promised a moon landing by 2032 and a Mars mission by 2045. The president on Monday introduced the Future Space Economy Roadmap. He said that South Korea will develop its own space rocket engine for the lunar mission within 5 years and begin mining the moon for resources from 2032. The long-term space plan includes a Mars landing by 2045, marking the 100th anniversary of independence from Japanese colonial occupation. To meet the ambitious goal, South Korea will soon have its own version of NASA as the government seeks to open an era of space economy. The Ministry of Science and ICT announced on Monday that it has launched a team tasked with establishing South Korea's very own space agency, the Space and Aeronautics Administration. As the unionized truckers' general strike entered its fifth day, the government pledged zero tolerance, with President Yoon Sung-yeol widely expected to review the issuance of an order that would require truckers to return to work. Should it come to that, it would be the first such enactment. Richard Larkin reports.
As the Cargo Truckers Solidarity Union under the Korean Confederation of Trade Unions continues a general strike demanding improved labor rights for the fifth day on Monday, the government raised its crisis alert level to the highest, serious. It is the first time that the crisis alert related to the nation's ground shipping has been elevated to the highest level in the four-tier system, in consideration of the walkout's extended disruption to shipments at major distribution facilities across the country. With the government's response now up to the Central Disaster and Safety Countermeasures Headquarters, Interior Minister Lee Sang-min has pledged a strong zero-tolerance response in accordance with the law and principles. According to the top office, President Yoon Suk-yeol, during a meeting with his aides on Monday, called for a firmer establishment of the rule of law between labor and management. At Tuesday's cabinet meeting to be led by the president, the government will review whether to greenlight an order ending the truckers' work stoppage. Rejecting the order would entail criminal prosecution or a cancellation of licenses. The union says its total membership of 25,000 were taking part in the strike. The government estimates the volume of containers entering and exiting the country dropped to around 21% of the daily average as of 10 a.m. Monday. This is the second time the truckers have gone on strike this year. Amid soaring fuel costs, they are demanding that the government extend a freight rate system guaranteeing basic wages that is set to expire by the year's end. Richard Larkin, KBS World Radio News.
Team Korea is set to face off with Ghana in its second World Cup Group H match on Monday night. The South Korean national football team will take on the Western African country at Education City Stadium in Al Rayyan at 10 p.m. Korea time, hoping for a win after securing 1 point in a scoreless draw against Uruguay in last Thursday's opener. South Korea is aiming for its 7th cumulative World Cup win as it seeks to regain the title as the most winning Asian country at the quadrennial event. Japan is tied with South Korea with 6 wins after defeating Germany 2-1 last week and falling to Costa Rica 1-0 in their second Group E match on Sunday. Korea's match against Ghana is also a chance at a record for Asia. If 28th-ranked South Korea beats the 61st-ranked opponent, it will be a record 5th collective victory for Asian Football Confederation member countries in the World Cup group stage.
You are now listening to the news from KBS World Radio's News Center in Seoul, Korea.
A police investigation team probing the deadly Itaewon crowd crush will soon decide on who to request arrest warrants for as it continues to question persons of interest in the case. Investigators brought back Song Kyung-ju, a superintendent-level officer who was in charge of the Itaewon area's 112 emergency hotline on the night of the tragedy, for a third round of questioning on Monday. Song is accused of failing to promptly report the incoming emergency calls to then-Yongsan Police Chief Lee Im-jae. The team also conducted a second interrogation session with Park Sung-min, a superintendent general level officer who allegedly ordered the deletion of a safety risk analysis report drawn up prior to the Halloween festivities. Yongsan District Office Chief Park Hee-young was also grilled for the second time, as were ex-Yongsan Police Chief Yi and Ryu Min-jin, a senior superintendent-level officer who was in charge of the Seoul Metropolitan Police Agency's emergency call monitoring. The government has announced a set of safety management measures for gatherings held without an official organizer following the fatal Itaewon crowd crush that occurred during Halloween festivities in the absence of an organizing group. The measures were discussed on Monday during a second session of the ministers' meeting on social issues presided over by Lee Joo-ho, the deputy prime minister for social affairs and education minister. Officials will improve a manual on enforcing the disaster and safety law by having heads of municipal governments take charge of safety management for public gatherings held without an organizer. North Korean leader Kim Jong-un encouraged and promoted scientists and officials involved in the North's recent launch of an intercontinental ballistic missile. According to the official Korean Central News Agency on Sunday, Kim took a photo with those officials who contributed to the successful launch of the Hwasong-17 ICBM. Kim reportedly called the Hwasong-17 a great creation by the North Koreans, urging the North to beef up efforts to further bolster its national defense capabilities without being complacent about its achievements. Meanwhile, the KCNA said that Kim appeared at the photo session venue with his daughter, who made her first public appearance during the launch of the Hwasong-17 on November 18th. The ministry in charge of inter-Korean affairs says it has yet to detect any developments regarding the fifth anniversary of North Korea's declaration to achieve a full nuclear force, which falls this week. The unification ministry said that as of Monday morning, the North's state media remained silent about the declaration that was issued on the same day as the regime's inaugural test of the Hwasong-15 intercontinental ballistic missile on November 29, 2017. Regarding Pyongyang's possible seventh nuclear test, Ministry spokesperson Cho Joo-hoon repeated Seoul's earlier assessment that the regime is ready to conduct the test once a decision is made by leader Kim Jong-un. An oil tanker carrying two South Koreans that was released last Friday after being seized by pirates in waters near the Gulf of Guinea is set to be towed. A foreign ministry official said on Monday that the decision came after the ship, which was set to arrive in the Ivory Coast on Sunday, lost the capacity to operate normally after the pirates damaged the engine before getting off the ship. A crew of 19 aboard the 4,000-ton B Ocean, sailing under the flag of the Marshall Islands, includes a South Korean captain and chief engineer, and 17 Indonesian crew members, all of whom the foreign ministry said have been confirmed as healthy through the Navy of an ally nation. Contact with the ship was cut off at around 7 a.m. Korea time last Thursday, while it was some 200 knots south of the Ivory Coast. At around 11:55 a.m. the next day, the crew were confirmed to be safe. Pirates in the area were found to have dragged the ship to a spot 90 knots south of the Ivory Coast after communication was severed, resembling a similar incident that had occurred in the very same spot in January. Depending on weather conditions, the B Ocean is set to arrive in the Ivory Coast's port of Abidjan on Wednesday at the earliest. The benchmark Korea Composite Stock Price Index fell 29.59 points, or 1.21% on Monday, ending the day at 2,408.27. The tech-heavy KOSDAQ also fell, losing 15.66 points, or 2.13%, closing the day at 717.90. And that's the news from KBS World Radio's News Center in Seoul. I'm Tom McCarthy.